This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Mo Moten of Bleacher Report. Dora, what the hell's going on with me today? It's a Monday.
You're flustered.
Mo Moten of Bleacher Report wrote that the Steelers were the AFC North's biggest 2025 offseason loser. Strong verbiage there, Dorn. Biggest 2025 AFC North offseason loser. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. If the Steelers wind up with Rodgers, I don't know how you can put them behind the Browns. If they don't, I still don't put them behind Cleveland, but it's not a great offseason. Like, and I get it. Next year's the year that they're looking to get their quarterback. Like, that was obvious now after watching the draft. But you're going to have to put your fans through absolute hell if Mason Rudolph's the guy. And you didn't move T.J. Watt, you're not going to. You didn't move a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick, you're not going to. The George Pickens trade window is gone. So you would have all these win-now guys here with Mason Rudolph at the helm as your starting quarterback. And what's that lead you to? Mediocrity. Which leads you to what? Picking 18th through 22nd, something like that, right, in the NFL draft. It would be, without Aaron Rodgers, a bad offseason.
I put them behind the Browns.
Why?
Because the Browns got four quarterbacks that they can work from.
They all stink.
But, I mean, what's the Steelers have?
They got three that stink. Maybe two and a half.
I mean,
unknown so far with Will Howard. I don't want to kill the guy before he takes a snap with the Steelers, but he was a sixth-round pick. I don't know that they're that different, the quarterback rooms.
No.
Like, Skylar Thompson ain't part of the solution.
No.
Will Howard might be, but he's more likely than not going to be your long-term backup. And Mason Rudolph's your backup for now.
He's your starter for now.
But then he's your starter for now because you don't have Aaron Rodgers. If you get Rodgers, you can see the vision.
Yeah.
You can absolutely see the vision. And you can see the vision even without Rodgers because you're trying to get Rodgers. Like, hey, this is a year that's going to be a stopgap. He's the best, in our minds, available stopgap quarterback. We address the wide receiver position. We put a stopgap in there, a corner with Darius Slay. We addressed our biggest hole, which was the defensive line. We're hoping the offensive line comes together. Like, you can see what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And that's why you keep TJ and you keep George, right? But if Mason Rudolph is your quarterback, those guys are good enough, and the roster is good enough that you're not going to stink out loud, but you can't. No one, not a single human being on a national level is going to pick them to make the playoffs if Mason Rudolph's the starter, and not a single person locally is going to pick them to win a playoff game if Mason Rudolph's their starter.
Right, but they're going to make a playoff game, and then that's going to be a counter what they're probably hoping to do, and that's not be that good this year, so they can have a higher pick for next year.
I don't think that that's what they want at all. I think they want to be good.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to counter what could possibly be a good situation, is what I'm saying. Like, a good situation would be them not to be good this year and to get a higher pick so you could actually trade up to get one of the quarterbacks, but they're going to be in a situation where they're going to be good.
Yeah, they should have, while we're ripping apart the Steelers offseason here, like, let's get in the DeLorean, let's go back in time. They should have given Rodgers an early deadline. And if he signs, okay, let's see what we can do this year. And if he doesn't, then tear the thing apart. If you go back in time. Now I don't know that it makes any sense to tank because you're too far into the proceedings here where you've built up your roster. But you go back in time, you miss out on Justin Fields, and you set that deadline for Aaron Rodgers. If that didn't go according to plan, then shift plans. Now you could be stuck with a win-now roster with a never-win quarterback in Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's semantics whether or not it's worse than the Browns. And they're in different spots, right? Like, the Browns are trying to suck. The Steelers only may well accidentally suck.
Are the Browns really trying to suck? Because if you're trying to suck, why do you pay Myles Garrett that much money and not just trade him for assets?
Because he's a franchise cornerstone, I guess. I'm just trying to get into their minds. I mean, I don't think it makes any sense for them.
Yeah, you could have had Abdul Carter with more draft picks.
Yeah.
And just kind of just replenish that position. Like, I feel like that they think that they could be decent this year with Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, or whoever the quarterback is. I feel like that they think that they could be pretty good.
No, they're going to be wrong, right? I mean,
yeah, but like, I mean, you would think that they're trying to lose,
I just don't, like, again, I could argue semantically, oh, the Browns offseason's worse, but all right, let's say it is by like very few degrees. So what? It's the Browns. Like, you're competing with the you're competing with the other two teams in the division. And I don't know that the Bengals have exactly bathed themselves in glory because their defense was ass last year. Their offense was really, really good. They didn't make the playoffs on the back of their defense, and they ain't done jack. But they did get to keep the quarterback happy, which probably puts them a rung ahead of the Steelers in terms of their offseason, right?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.